So, if we are professionals, then how can we incorporate Krishna in our daily lives, especially in terms of helping others?
Yeah.
Actually, there are different ways in which we all can serve Krishna. Now, those who are, there are the brahmachari sannyasis, they are the renounced order, there are the grahasthas who are the engaged order. And all of them are ultimately meant for the same purpose. It's like we are all in the same army fighting in different battalions, different army, different divisions in the same army. So, for the purpose of teaching Krishna's message, that it is important that there are some people who devote themselves to focus study and share that message. But most people are at any time in the, they are going to be living in the world, having their careers, having their jobs, and being an active part of the world. So when we start practicing bhakti, when we teach about bhakti, people need examples of how bhakti is to be practiced while living in the world. So if we do our social, professional responsibilities, our family responsibilities well by practicing bhakti, then that itself sets an example for people. So rather than seeing that connection, connecting people with Krishna is only giving them knowledge about Krishna. Yes, that is one aspect of connecting people with Krishna. But knowledge is only the first step. After that, people, they become connected with Krishna not just through the knowledge. They also need inspiring examples. So if they see that, okay, my colleague is there, my family member is there, my relative is there, by their practice of bhakti, they become better human beings. They become more caring, more sensitive, more calm. I would like to become like them. So we can also connect people with Krishna through our actions. So there is a segregated vision of bhakti where we think that these activities constitute bhakti. Okay, coming to the temple, chanting Hare Krishna, reading the Bhagavad Gita, that constitutes bhakti. And we think other activities are not bhakti. But it's not like that. Bhakti is an integrated mode of living where all our activities are part of bhakti. So even when we are doing a family responsibility, we understand this is not just my family members. They are also parts of Krishna. And by taking care of them, I am also serving Krishna. When I am doing my job, when I am doing my profession, here also, I am using certain talent, certain ability that are given to me by Krishna. And through this, through the way I act over here, I can share Krishna with others. Now specifically how we do that, we may invite people to temple, we may give them some prasad, we may give them some books, we may connect them with some spiritual websites, whatever. How we do that will vary according to their time, place, circumstance. But we have to have this integrated vision where we see, yes, there are some activities which are directly devotional and they are important. They need to be done. But along with that, all our activities are also connected with Krishna. And Swakarmanatam Abhyarcha Siddhim Vindatimanava. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, by your work, worship Him. And by that, you will attain perfection. So by associating with devotees who are also in a similar situation like us and seeing how they are practicing bhakti, how they are sharing bhakti, we can learn it more and more. But overall, we should know that service of Krishna or connecting others with Krishna is not limited to a particular situation. Everybody can play their part in connecting people with Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jara dekho tare kaho Krishna Updesh, Amara Agya Guru hoy tare ek desh. So whoever you meet, you tell them about Krishna. And in this way, you become a guru for them. And you share Krishna with them. So we all can connect Krishna connect people with Krishna by sharing His message or by setting an example of living His message or providing facilities for people to connect with Krishna. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Hare Krishna. It's true.
Prabhuji,